Go.
Is that it?
Yeah, we so.
And welcome to another episode of Africa's Untold Stories.
Yes.
Well, welcome to season four. Four. We've done three whole seasons already. So fourth episode of Africa's Untold Stories. As per usual, I am Brian. And he is
Sarah.
Excellent. This episode is just a recap of the previous episode and a sort of what to expect for previous season
mm-hmm.
and a sort of what to expect for the upcoming
new season
kind of thing too. Yes, it's the new season. First of all, let's start with a recap, though.
Okay.
All right. We're just going to go through some stuff real quick. So, Ofori, the last season, we did, I think, 14 episodes.
We did? Damn.
Which was your favorite? I think so. It was about 14. 14 or 15 of them? Which was your favorite?
It's between the Sundiata epics. And the one we did on your people.
First of all, if you are referring to the Moshi episode, I am not Moshi, so I don't know what you mean by my people.
You tried to subtly claim them low-key, though, but it, yeah.
I mean, we are connected, but they are not my people, unfortunately.
Okay, that'd so at least cool you get what I mean. So yes, yeah, between the Moshi and the Sundiata epics, which is funny enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite episode is definitely going to be the Sundiata. It was part one and two and it was very long.
Yes.
I think that might have been the one I had the most fun doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I mean, the story was, it was crazy. It was really good. it's like a very predictable
that blend between actual thing, history like, and epic.
Yes. Damn. Yes, you know, it's like some their version of like, well, I don't want to say Luke Skywalker kind of thing, but it's better, let's be honest. It was dope though. Basically. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And I think my favorite part from that episode was the whole scene with them doing the Where the leaders of the various
started pledging their allegiance to him.
Started pledging their allegiance, some of them. Yeah, there was one guy who like spears through a mountain. I think that was a Tabon one. He speared through a mountain. I'm like, bro.
Yeah,
absolutely loved it. That's
not anime level at all. That's normal.
No,
let's pretend that's normal.
That's very normal. It's very, very normal. Of course, it's very normal. In fact, so if this is your first episode you're listening to, or it's not your first, but you haven't listened to all our previous episodes, if I had to pick one episode from the last season, I would say you should totally go and listen to. I'll talk about the Epic of Sundiata. Well, two episodes technically, because we divided into two. So we did that. We did the mythological creatures. We did the secret society, the medieval Christian Sudanese kingdoms. We did an episode on why there are Arabs in Africa, which I might add was one of our more popular episodes from last season.
Yeah,
why there are Arabs in Africa.
That's true. It looks like a lot of people are wondering. But
yeah, a lot of people wondered that, I guess.
They got the answer, I guess, or at least a bit of the answer. So.
Yeah. And I think that the most listened to episode was one of the Moshi ones, but that was also our last episode.
Yeah.
So I feel like people would by default just click on that. That's the first, because that's like the first episode they see when they open it.
Yeah. But also so the Bantu expansion. It got
The Bantu expansion
of traction, strangely.
Yes. It got a lot more.
Interesting.
I mean, it makes sense, yes.
Yeah.
It makes sense, I think. That topic is one that a lot of people are curious about. When I was doing the research for the Bantu expansion, I was surprised by how little information there was on, like, podcast and then YouTube, you know, the video and audio services about the Bantu expansion. It was like very little, next to nothing information on it. So I guess it's very good that we did that.
The ruins, the ghost town in the Kenya, the Gedi ruins of Kenya, right?
Oh, yeah. The Gedi ruins, yeah. That was also really good. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I really loved that episode. It was really good. Oh, but one strange thing that, okay, I guess it's not strange. It was always going to be an episode that was the least listened to episode from last season. Mm-hmm. And that's the episode on Luanda Magere.
Yeah.
No, sorry. It was Lunja, the trickster. Lunja he was the least listened to.
Yeah.
So I'll suggest you go listen to that one as well. It's a very obscure story, but very interesting nonetheless.
Yep.
That was the weird guy who was born in like, there was something weird about his aging. I don't quite remember it, but go listen to it if you haven't already. So my favorite fact about the last episode, the last season, came from the episode with the Moshi Empires, right? Mm. So there's, during the research, we did add it to the what do you call them? We did add it to the episode, by the way, so if you haven't listened to it, I do suggest wholeheartedly that you do so, because it's great. So in one of the two Moshi Empire, Moshi Kingdoms episode, we spoke about the, what's it called? I've forgotten the name of the position, but essentially, in one of the Moshi Kingdoms, there was a position, a powerful position, which sort of equated to head of the military, and with that position, the person only held it for a number of years, because I think it was 3 years after that the guy was killed.
And then they get killed and replaced. I'm like, wow.
Yes, they get killed and replaced. Yeah. So I think it was the head of the military. So once you get that position, because you had like a special perks, you had your own town and everything, you know, the Master of War, was it? I think. I could go through for the exact name, but found it. It's right here. The Tapsoba. Yes, Tapsoba, the infantry commander.
Man.
Yes, he wasn't allowed to live in the capital of the kingdom. Mm-mm. And so the Tapsoba, the infantry commander of one of the kingdoms, Yatenga, he was killed. Sorry. He was killed every 3 years for that reason. I guess it was because, you know, he'd get too powerful, and the worry is that he should not be more powerful than the king, which I think would actually solve the problem of coup d'etats in a lot of African countries, to be fair. If this guy's getting,
that's it,
just keep people at certain power levels, just make sure that after a few years they're killed.
That's a,
of course, it's a very crude,
that's a very crude method. Way of ensuring peace, but man,
hey, you never know.
It would work, know. Though. Like, that's
there's
the
a reason the Moshi Kingdom lasted for like a millennia so far.
Exactly.
So, hey, what
it,
can I
it
say?
It proved it actually did work. So,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, so yeah, I guess that's just a brief recap on the last episode. We did episodes from all corners of Africa, North Africa, the Arab guys, East Africa. We did episodes from Kenya, the Gedi ruins, the Sudanese Christian empires. We did from Southern Africa. We did from West Africa. I think we did more episodes from West Africa, but then we're allowed to be biased.
Yeah, we biased. Both West Africa. Sorry, but not sorry. But let's go on.
Yeah. Oh, and we also did an episode from Ghana itself, our native country. Mm-hmm. Seram's people. Yes, this is actually Seram's people.
My people, man. Very strange guy, though. Very strange guy.
Yeah, Togbu Charlie. A very interesting episode. A weird hero, anti-hero, villain kind of person.
I tried to keep the stories to like the scenest they could be, but then there's just no helping the guy's case. Like, his stories are unbelievable. And
that's a euphemism. The guy, he's something else. Let's just say he's something else. But, that's it for, the last season. Just a brief recap. We just want this to be only a few minutes long, and we're 10 minutes in. We give ourselves 14 minutes. We only have 4 minutes more. Mm. So, Ofori.
Yeah.
What are they to expect this upcoming season on Africa's Untold Stories?
Well, from my side, we're going to be diving into body markings, scarification, tattoos, stuff like that. What they meant, how they were misinterpreted by a lot of the visitors we had. And then we're also going to dive into some strange marriage customs, like some very, very interesting marriage customs that are in the, on the continent. Oh, and then because of our bias, we are going to still stay in West Africa a lot. So we are going back to Ghana. We are looking at some native Ghanaian religions. And yeah, I mean, I'll just give those three for now. There's more to come, but then those three are just teasers for now. How about your side?
So, yeah, we are going to... We do historical figures. Mm. We'd also do... I don't think I should say artifacts. What's the word? Let me say aspects of culture. Aspects of certain historical cultures. Okay. We'll be looking at writing in hydrographic scripts. We'll be looking at ways that people communicated.
Yes.
Not just, I mean, because obviously not a lot of African societies didn't actually write. Mm-hmm. So how else did they communicate? I'm sure some people have heard of the talking drums, for example, already.
Yes.
Expect to understand what those are.
Mm.
Yeah. One topic that I debated a bit about whether or not I should do this, but then I realized just how ignorant so many Africans and descendants of Blacks and Arabs themselves are not aware of this one. So I was like, I really have to do it. It's an episode on the Arab slave trade.
Oh.
We'll be doing an episode on the Arab slave trade, essentially. Okay.
So we're back.
We were trying to avoid a lot of the slavery talk.
Yes.
Yeah, back to the Arabs too. But this is a very important topic, so we definitely do that. We'd also talk about African queens again.
Mm.
Always, never a season without actually last season we didn't do any African queens. last season we didn't do any. Oh god! All right. So this season though we do that.
Okay. To make up for last season,
we might add another one. Yeah, we might add another one to make up for the last season. Okay. Anyway, we'd also do some discussion on one very fascinating kingdom. I'm not going to tell you the name, but a very interesting theocracy in Africa.
Mm?
Fascinating, very fascinating. So I think the episodes that I've picked to do this season are straight up weird.
Okay.
When you listen to it, they sound like outliers or something.
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much describes my lineup too. So, yeah. Weird. Weird is the theme but
yours is weird by default though.
Yeah. Everything. It doesn't help that I like to...
Yeah.
I like to stick to the weirdest of things too, just to see how...
Yes.
How much I can get under your skin.
I still remember being scarred about the
African
mythological creature with, was it 8 butts?
Ah, yes. Oh, but even that one was a good one. The one that... Okay, I'm not going to mention the name.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Go listen to the episodes on African mythological creatures. If you haven't, there are some really cool, but also some really weird creatures.
Creatures that make you want to sleep outside your house instead of inside of them. I'm like, wow, crazy. But let's go on.
Yeah. Anyway, the few minutes we gave for this recap and what to look forward to is running out. So I guess that is going to be that for the recap and what to look forward to on Africa's Untold Stories this season.
Yep.
Also, we are going to start a Patreon. Mm. we would release more details about that as required.
Yeah.
We would pre-release episodes on the Patreon. And we would also do some additional, let's say, side episodes, so to speak, for the Patreon. But whatever the case is, we would share more details about the Patreon once we get it out there. We really hope that we get more people to subscribe to that. And as always, like and share. That is really the basic way to help them to get out there.
And
also, we will do our best to go for a long time. Oh yeah, and rating too. And we'll do our best to go for a long time before breaking this time. Yes.
No promise.
Sorry, the last break was really long.
Yes.
We admit the last break was really long.
Necessary really though. But yes, long.
Yes, quite very long. Necessary. Very necessary, but very long. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so our time is up for mm-hmm. now. So thank you for listening to us ramble for about 15 minutes, 16 minutes.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah. Catch you on the first episode of season 4, the season of weird on Africa's
Untold. The season of weird
stories. We have a lot of plans for this. I know, right? We have a lot of plans for this season. This year, in fact. So we'd be releasing more information as it goes on. Hopefully everything goes great. All right, guys. So, peace out.
Yeah. Oh, socials.
Oh, yeah. Remember to follow us on Africa's Untold. You know, I've already done the peace out.
Okay, it's okay.
Let's just go.